You got to stay on the potter's wheel. To stay in God's plan, you have to constantly make sure that you're allowing God to do in you what he wants to do. Listen at this right here. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Now, preached a message a couple Sundays ago about a place called there. Now, you made a statement that God always talked to you when you get here. There's certain places that God ordained for you to hear from him.
Amen.
It's just like, you know, being in ministry. There's certain conferences that you make a point to go to because God speaks to you at those places, and he leads you to go. I remember way back in the late 90s, I never had any desire to go to camp meeting or the Winter Bible Seminar, Brother Hagin. You know, that was all good. Nothing wrong with that. I never had no desire to go. So one day at Saturday evening prayer, I was on my knees, and I was praying in the Spirit, and I heard the Lord speak to me because he speaks to you in the place of prayer. God speaks to you in his house, in the church building, in the assembly, because you know church is us. But in the place where we gather, he speaks there. There are certain places that he speaks. There are certain places God will do certain things in your life. Like he told Elijah, he says, I want you to go to the brook Cherith because I've commanded, he said, I commanded some ravens to feed you there. That, look, that provision was going to be at the brook. It wasn't going to be at no other brook. So there's certain places God wants you to be to hear from him. Okay? So I'm sitting there. I'm praying. I ain't thinking about winning a Bible seminar or anything. Then all of a sudden I heard the Lord say, I want you to go to win a Bible seminar this year. And I said, oh, okay. Wow. I said, I ain't never had no desire to go, but God want me to go, so I'm going this year. So I made plans to go. And I got some of the greatest blessings. Amen. In those 3 or 4 days that I was up there. Oh, I'm going to tell you, it changed my life. It changed some of my thinking. Put me on the right track. Amen. So God many times would tell you, I want you, like he told Jeremiah here, he said, now I want you to go down to the potter's house. He said, because I'm going to speak to you there. Now, naturally, God can speak to you anywhere you are. But when you're listening to him, he might tell you where to go to hear a word from him. All right, then let's keep reading here. He says, arise, go down to the potter's house. And there I would cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Now, I believe this scripture right here pertains to us. Because God is the potter. Amen. Praise God. And we're all on the wheel. Some of us jump off the wheel, though. Hey, look, you done did enough fashioning. Ain't going to be no more shaping. Fast, it's pressure. I ain't handling this. And we run from the plan of God. And we run to our own destruction. But you got to stay in the place God set you. And you got to let God mold you and shape you where you are. You let him have his way. The word marred there means spoil, ruin. In another translation said this here. He said that the clay was marred in his hand, says something went wrong with it. Something went wrong. And so sometimes people get in a situation where things in their life don't turn out like they planned. And they say, something went wrong. How many of you have made a bad decision? Yeah. Praise God, we didn't never made a decision we can't recover from in God. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, you can recover from any bad decision you made. It may take a little time. God working through your soul. because we got our own will and our own way a lot of times. And some things we resist God, and we don't allow God to do what he want to do in us. In real simple things. There are some people God can't even get to go to church. They struggle just going to church every Sunday. Now, that's a simple thing. The Lord said, get up and go to church. Oh, I'm tired. I ain't had no rest this week. All right. Who knows what you're missing? You just never know. You need to be where you need to be when you need to be there. I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. See, God's always working in our life. And the vessel that he made was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again. In other words, the potter didn't take that piece of clay and throw it over in the clay pile. He didn't throw it away. Guess what he did? In other words, when the potter looked at what had happened in his hands, he said, this is not agreeable to me. I don't like what I'm seeing. So what he did, he just took it and said, I'm going to make another vessel. I'm going to make a brand new one. Glory to God. I'm going to reshape this until it's fully pleasing to me, until it is desirable to me, until I like what I'm seeing. Because he have an image in his mind of what that, of what your life is supposed to look like. God has a plan of what your life is supposed to be and how it's supposed to look. Amen. And he'll keep on working with you. I mean, sometimes it seems like he's hammering on you, but he's molding you and shaping you into what you ought to be. And you have to allow that process of God changing you and allow him to challenge you and to shape your character, even in the tough places that you find yourself sometimes. Sometimes we get in bad places because of bad decisions. But God's grace reaches, how many of you know God's grace reach over into the bad place? I mean, if it didn't, there wouldn't be no cross. God stuck a cross right there in all that iniquity and sin. Sometimes we put ourselves in bitter situations, but I'm going to tell you, there's a cross. There's a tree that can be put in there that'll change everything. Amen? Through God's grace and through his goodness. Amen? So he said this, I will make another vessel as it seems good to the potter to make it. So I believe that God is challenging us today to say, God, keep working in me. Keep molding, keep shaping, keep forming and framing me so I am exactly what you intended me to be. So I am doing exactly what you intended me to do. Because none of us have the full picture of what our life's supposed to look like. I mean, if you'd have asked me 20 years ago, would I be pastoring a church in Alexandria? I'd have said, ain't no way. Let's do one better than that. If you'd have asked me if I was going to be a minister, I'd have said, ain't no way. I don't want to do none of that. I had my plan. You know, but the more you allow God to work with you and shape you and put desires in you, he'll begin to reveal glimpses and begin to show you things to come. He'll reveal the end from the beginning. He'll give you enough information to keep you on track, to keep you going in the direction he wants you to go in. And you got to stay right there. Amen. God is developing. He's molding, framing, forming, shaping us into what he wants us to be through all the broken places in our life. God uses them for his glory because he shapes our lives according to what pleases him. And you have to trust the potter. That the potter know what he's doing. Let me tell you something. Sometimes people get in places where they feel like I'm starting all over. You don't start over with God. God just do something new in your life. He just starts a new season. And all the things that you have benefited from and all the knowledge that you've acquired over all those years, he'll use every bit of that. So you don't throw away that of what God has taught you. Now, I'm talking about if you're in the will of God, and you're in the will of God, and sometimes people go through painful things like divorce or family situations that are hurtful. You know, sometimes people lose a job and say, I got to start all over. I'm going to tell you, when you're trusting God, you allow God to work in you. I'm going to tell you, the Bible says he made another vessel. That means he made it what he wanted it to be. He brought a freshness. Yes, he brought a refreshing, a vitality. I mean, he brought brand new life into that person. Amen. Because that piece of clay, that pot, is representative of people. Because of the next verse, he says, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? God asked the question, can I do with you like the potter does to a piece of clay? Will you allow me to shape you and mold you? Because in the shaping and the molding, God has good plan for you. There's a good outcome. And that's where you have to trust the master, that he has a good plan for you. You see, David, through all of his adversity, how many of you know David had adversity? How many of you know he was anointed 3 times to be king before it happened? Yeah. It seemed like first time, you think that's going to happen in 6 months. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't no 6 months. Adversity, adversity, adversity. But he said this in Psalm 27, I would have fainted. Lost heart, given up, quit, walked away, if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen. He said, let me tell you something. Another translation says, What would have become of me if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living? So you have to believe that God has a good plan, and you have to trust in that plan that it's going to work out good even when you don't understand. I'm sure that there were days when David didn't understand, when he couldn't figure out God's plan. I'm sure that Joseph, who went through great adversity, probably had battles in his mind wondering what God was doing with him when it seemed like that what God had spoken over him, that he was a million miles away from it. How is this ever going to happen? God's given many of you dreams and visions of your life. And you look at where you are and where you know God want to take you, and you say, boy, I just ain't going to never get there. How is that going to ever happen?
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Won't he make you?